الحمد لله أضعف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضاه. الحمد لله الذي أبدأ الأفلاك والأرضين، والصلاة والسلام على من كان نبيا وآدم بين الماء والطين، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على رسولك سيدنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح. اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم. ربنا زدنا علما. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن. صدق الله العلي العظيم. حاضرين الكرام، honorable assembly, today let us touch on a topic which is a very important topic, and that topic is takabbur, pride, arrogance, pompousness. It can also be termed al-ujbu, vanity, conceit. It is a quality, my dear brothers and sisters, that many of us suffer from. And we fool ourselves by saying we don't have it. No, we don't have any pride. We are not conceited. We don't have vanity. We fool ourselves. Many of us, illa mashallah, except a few. Because as our elders, our kabir, the mashayikh have termed it, that it is easier to see a black ant on a black rock in a black night than to exterminate, eradicate, pull out and extract pride from your hearts. So don't think that we don't have it. For it is easier to see a black ant, a small black ant, on a black rock in a black night than to take out pride, pluck it out from the hearts. Our Hazrat, our Sheikh, our Ustaz, our mentor, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Muta'ala, Damat Barakatuhum, he said that when a person is a salik and he's a traveler and he's on the path of suluk, he's going towards Allah, he's making effort to reach Allah, to find Allah, to find the love of Allah, to gain the marifat and recognition of Allah, to get closer to Allah. When he's on this path, he is involved in something called tazkiyatun nafs, where he is training his nafs, purifying himself, replacing evil qualities with good qualities, purifying the qalb, the nafs, the ruh. And he's on a journey with spiritual exercises and rectifying and doing islah of his bad qualities when they start to come out one by one, one by one. But what Hazrat said is, وَآكِرُ مَا يَكْرُجُ عَنْ قَلْبِهِ حُبُّ الْجَاهِ. The last thing to come out from a man is the love of pride, the love of status, the love of fame, that takabbur and that bigness is the last thing to come out. So let us not fool ourselves and tell ourselves we don't have it. Illa mashallah. But we can't keep it. It's something that we don't want to keep. Because if anyone has pride in his heart, he will not enter Jannah. Of course, Allah can forgive whomsoever He wants. But pride is a mania, it's an obstruction, it's a wall between a person and his entering Jannah. So we have to get rid of it, the pride, the takabbur, the ujb, and the vanity. We have to work on it. You know, this is such a quality. Al-ujb, at-takabbur, sifatun min sifati shaitan. It is a sifat and a quality from the qualities of the shaitan. He is full of arrogance, pride, pomp. Not making sijda, bowing to Hazrat Adam. Ana khayrun min. I am better than him. And this is the essence of takabbur and kibriya, pride. I am better. Ana khayrun min. I am better than him. Khalaqtani min nar. You created me from fire. And fire has the quality of rising to be high. Wa khalaqtahu min tin. And you created him from dirt. And dirt has the quality to be low, to drop to the ground. Ana khayrun minhu. I am better than him. My dear brothers, my dear sisters, the purpose of today's wa'adh, nasihat, and advice is for us to try to exterminate, wipe out this quality from within us, of course by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because in a person's progress and travel towards Allah, وَآكِرُ مَا يَكْرُجُ عَنْ قَلْبِهِ حُبُّ الْجَاهِ is the last thing to come out. Other qualities will come out. Love for the music, love at gazing at women, love of alcohol. These things will come out. That's the last thing to come out. It's a quality, ma'azallah, which can cause a person to become a kafir. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ. Remember when we said to the angels, bow down, prostrate before Adam. Yani al-inhina. Sijdatu tahiyatin, one of reverence. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ. But the angels are obedient. فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. They all prostrated except Iblis. أَبَا وَاسْتَكْبَرَ. He refused. And he was amongst the mutakabbirin. He was full of arrogance and pride. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And he was of the kafirs. يَنِي فِي عِلْمِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Way back in the ilm of Allah, Allah knew he would do that. So takabbur could lead to kufr. Takabbur and pride could lead to kufr. Ma'adha Allah. Ma'adha Allah. Subhanallah. Let us look at an ayat of the Holy Quran. And you know, the problem is, the big problem is, we can understand people in the dunya having pride. This one is wealthy, doesn't really have iman, so he seeks honor and status through his wealth. He looks down at poor people. Someone has a high status in society, a doctor. They pass by someone who is a sweeper. But you know what is the bad thing? The bad thing is when pride comes in into our deen. Oh, this is very khatarnak, very dangerous. When pride comes into the deen and a person thinks he is so righteous now, how righteous you are. He walks now feeling that I am so pious. Ana muttaqi. I am so pious. Allahu a'lamu bil muhtadin. Who is rightly guided? Allah knows best. La tuzakku anfusakum. Don't attribute purity to yourselves. Allah knows best. Who has done tazkiyah not? But the thing is that it comes into the deen, my dear brothers and sisters, that we begin to look down at people. We begin to look at them with the nazar and the glance of istikfaf, of insignificance. We begin to look down at people. And especially this is a quality that comes in with ilm and with knowledge. That is why it is important to have the dhikr with the ilm. Because only reading books, seeking knowledge, and not doing dhikr and purification of the nafs, and getting involved in the remembrance of Allah and polishing the heart will bring about takabbur. You think that shaitan was foolish? You think he was doltish and stupid? Shaitan was a very big alim, and he is a big alim. Shaitan had ill knowledge and he still has it. He plays with us. Talbisu Iblis. In Bukhari Sharif, we learned how Shaitan taught Abu Huraira about Ayatul Kursi and the virtues of Ayatul Kursi. Shaitan had ilm, he had knowledge, and he was a great abid also. So especially those who are students and talaba, and those who are on the path of ilm and ulama, they need to make more effort upon tazkiyah. They need to make more effort, because with that could come a lot of pride and takabbur, that you walk in a place, you expect people to do your khidmat, you want ikram from them, you want better treatment. The people should do it, but we shouldn't want it. We shouldn't say it by mouth, nor desire it by the heart, but the people should do it. It's a duty of the people to respect their akabir, their ulama, their huffaz, their qurra, their imams. They have to do that. Yes, they have to do that. But we shouldn't walk in a place wanting people to come and do that, saying it by the tongue or desiring it from the heart. So it's something that we suffer from. Let us look at an ayat of the Holy Quran. Way back in the days, in the golden days of Medina, subhanallah, Madinatun Nabi, the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a tribe called Banu Tamim, and there was this waft and delegation of Tamim, waftu Tamim. The ayat came down when this waft and delegation of Tamim, sakiru min fuqara il muslimin, started to make fun of, joke at, ridicule, look down at the poor Muslims, like Bilal, like Ammar, like Suhaib, according to the tafsir, which is in Tafsirul Jalalain by Imam Jalaluddin Al-Muhalli Ash-Shafi Rahimahullah wa Nafa'ana bi Ulumihim Ameen. So this waft and jamaat and delegation of Tamim, sakhiru min fuqara'il muslimin, they looked down, they jested at, they joked at, they ridiculed the poor Muslims and looked down at them. Who are they? Kaun hai wo log? People like Bilal, Ammar, Suhaib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the ayat of the Holy Quran. Revelation came down. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. O you who believe. So it means that the problem is within us. It's not out of us, it's there in the ummah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. La yaskar qawmum min qawm. No section of you, no one community should laugh at another community, should joke at them, make fun of them, ridicule them, mock them. What is as-sukriya? As-sukriya means al-idhdira wal-ihtikar, yani al-idhlal. To bring down a person. Oh. صخيرة يسقر سخرية الإضدراء الإحتقار الإذلال بمعنى واحد. It is to bring down a person, to look at them and watch at a person and make fun of him, think that you are better than him, pull him down, ridicule him, make fun of him and think you are better and bigger than him. And within the Muslims it happened. May bada admi wo chota admi, may ban gaya wo kharab insaan hai, may muttaqi, he is a zalim and a sinner. So Allah says, and addressing us, He's not addressing the non-Muslims, addressing Muslims. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la yaskar qawmum min qawm. No section of you should joke at and make fun of and bring down and lower and degrade another section of you. Asa an yakunu khayran minhum. Perhaps the people you are watching and laughing at, perhaps they are better than them. Perhaps they are better than you, and you are looking at them and watching and laughing. Perhaps they are better than that community who is making fun of them. And Allah doesn't forget the woman, because women like to laugh at other women, like to look at the clothes they're wearing. And so she wearing that same dress again, but she wear that last time. Like they might have no other dresses to wear, and make fun of women, and backbite, and ridicule, and gossip, and laugh at women. So Allah brings the woman also to in the picture. Allah says, وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ. And no woman should laugh at other women and make fun of them and bring them down. You laughing at them? عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنْ. Perhaps they are better than they. Perhaps they are better than them. That the women who are laughing at the woman, the women who are being laughed at and ridiculed, they perhaps... Those women who are ridiculed are better than those who are ridiculing them. You don't know. What you laughing at? What you making fun of? Allahu a'lamu bil muhtadin. Allah knows who are the muhtadin. Allah knows who are the people of taqwa. Allah knows who are exalted in His court. We have noticed from our elders. You know what's a sign that you are progressing? Hafiz Patel, subhanallah. We have our Colonel Saab here, mashallah. Colonel Saab is 90 years, and we are honored to have him in the masjid here with us. A man of 90 years, still a warrior, still a colonel, still a soldier, still a great mujahid, a muballigh. May Allah give him barakat, sihat, and health right until the end of his life. And he is here in Jamaat with the brothers, so we should make effort to make nusrat with the Jamaat. Hafiz Patel, Colonel Saab, our elders. Hafiz Saab, let's say, you know what he say? He says that, I am just like a worm in the drain. He says, well, who am I? Analashai, I am nothing. I am just a kira, a worm in the drain. Considers himself to be nothing. But mashallah, these people are adi akabir, awliya Allah, the friends of Allah. So big, so much effort they are doing, roaming and traveling over the work, over the world. While so many of us want the improvement of Islam, but we don't want to make an effort. We don't want to help. And those who are helping, we don't do nusrat, we ridicule them. And after all of that effort, subhanallah, and so many thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands, change of England and France and all these places, he says that, I am just like a worm in the drain. Look at Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is to show us, when we perform some salat, or we do some hajj, or we do some sadaqah, or read some tilawat and Quran, we come out feeling that we are so pious, and we walk around with this ujb, vanity, takabbur, and pride. Who? Is there anyone better than Abu Bakr? No! In fact, after the Anbiya, Afdalul Bashar, Ba'd al-Anbiya, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. After the prophets, the best human being after the prophets is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He is from min al-Asharat al-Mubashara, the 10 who receive glad tidings of Jannah right here on this earth. And the day of Qiyamah, we don't know. We are hopeful to enter Jannah. There are 8 doors in Jannah. Fil jannati thamaniyatu abwab. منها باب يسمى الريان لا يدخله إلا الصائمون. Jannat has 8 gates. One of these 8 gates is called Rayyan. No one will enter that except those who used to fast. Which gate will we enter? But on the day of Qiyamah, subhanAllah, all the 8 gates of Jannah will be calling Abu Bakr, enter through me, come through me, all 8 gates. You know what Abu Bakr used to say? Kaifa hali ya ilahi laysa li khayrul amal suwa mali kathirun zadu ta'ati qalil. Allah. Ya ilahi, kaifa hali? What is my condition? Kaifa hali ya ilahi? Oh my Allah, what is my condition? Laysa li khayrul amal. I don't have any good deeds. I don't have nothing. I haven't done anything. Su'u amali kathir. My evil deeds are so many. Zadu ta'ati qalil. The provision of goodness and obedience is so little. It is for this reason Abu Bakr used to say, I wish I were a blade of grass to be cut down or to be eaten. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, min ummahatil mu'mineen, used to say the same thing. I wish I were a blade of grass. I wish I were a bird. It shows their tawazu, their humility. Takabbur, pride, for what? What? And they were so pious. They were the best of the lot. There are no prophet, no Nabi, no Rasul ever had better companions than the companions that were around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And yet they were saying these things. Subhanallah. Allah. Yet they were saying these things. So Allah sent down the ayat. Check yourselves. Don't laugh. Who are you laughing at? You're laughing at so-and-so person. You know what your end will be? You know what his end is going to be? You know what taqdeer has in store for you? Oh, that brings us to a beautiful hadith now of the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The hadith is muttafaq alayhi, agreed upon by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim. The hadith is from Hazrat Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن العبد لا يعمل عمل أهل النار. In this world, indeed there is a servant of Allah. You would see him doing the actions of the people of Jahannam. You would see him walking on the path of kufr, doing the actions of the people of Jahannam. Do look down at him. Do not look down at him. That's why you must never ever look at the kuffar and make fun of them and joke at them and ridicule them. You don't know what your end is going to be. You don't know if the tide can change and the tables can change. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take that ayat and this hadith and put them together. Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam said, innal abda لا يعمل عمل أهل النار. Indeed, a servant of Allah, an abd, he does the actions of the people of Jahannam, and he seems to be a Jahannami. He seems to be on kufr, not doing anything good. But don't ridicule him. Don't look down at him. You don't know what his akibah and end result will be. You don't know that. وَإِنَّهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. And indeed, whereas that man is from the people of Jannah. Fi ilmi Allah, in the ilm of Allah. And this hadith comes under Kitabul Qadr. Subhanallah, taqdeer. Whereas in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this man is a Jannati. But you are looking down at him today. Wa yamalu amala ahlil Jannah. And indeed, a servant of Allah, a slave, he does the actions of the people of Jannah and seems to be so pious, so righteous, so God-fearing. He seems to be. وَإِنَّهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. whereas he is indeed from the people of Jahannam. Don't be fooled. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam supplemented this hadith. He, by way of a synopsis, a summary, a supplemented hadith to emphasize what he has said and to summarize it so beautifully, to add to it, he ended the hadith what? With what? وَإِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. And actions are only good as their endings. Actions will only be counted upon their endings. Actions will be judged according to their endings. Oh, subhanallah. What is the fiqh of this hadith? I leave you with three things today about this hadith. Remember these three things for life. The fiqh of this hadith, the understanding of this hadith, as given to us in the commentary Al-Mirqat by Mullah Ali Al-Qari rahimahullah, wa nawwara Allah maraqidahum. Hazrat Mullah Ali Al-Qari says, wa fihi, in this hadith, are three things. Number one, wafihi al-hathu, there is encouragement. Encouragement in this hadith. Encouragement upon what? Encouragement upon two things. Wafihi al-hathu alal muwadhabati bit-ta'at. In this hadith, there is encouragement of continuity, consistency, constancy, perpetuity with acts of obedience. Make the effort to be consistent. Make the effort to be constant. Always try that whatever good you are doing today, do it tomorrow and do it after tomorrow. Because so many of us do good today and do a lot of amal, but nothing tomorrow. But you have to be consistent, like one of my friends. May Allah save him from pride and takabbur. Istiqamat, consistency. So this hadith tells us three things, and remember these three things for life, and remember this hadith because it's so important. Because sometimes we walk around the place as though we are Jannatis, as though Jannat has already been declared for us. That's the worst type of takabbur and pride. In preference over such a person, Allah prefers a servant who commits a sin and then cries to Allah. And you know what, some of us label others and we condemn them. And we pass judgment, we become like Allah, and we pass qadha and judgment and make fun and ridicule. And perhaps those who are being ridiculed are better than the ridiculers. So Mullah Ali Qari says, fihi al-hathu alal muwadhabati bita'at. In this hadith, there is encouragement upon consistency, continuity, constancy. Muwadhaba, mudawama ala ta'at, upon actions of obedience. Always try to be consistent in the acts of obedience. Walhivzi, and in this hadith, there is an encouragement upon what? Upon hivz and protection, anil ma'asi, from sins. So the first point, this hadith is encouraging us to be always obedient. To be always obedient, to be consistent in your actions. Don't do some today and say, well, tomorrow, you know, I'll lapse. As well as to be consistent in protection, in protecting ourselves. Hadith is encouraging us to protect and to guard ourselves from sins, from ma'asi. Why? Khawfan ayyakuna dhalika akira umurihi. For fear that that may be the last part of his life. For fear that that may be the last part of his life. So there, for fear for what? That the actions of the people of Jahannam may be the last part of a person's life. The last part of his life was upon the amal and actions of the people of Jahannam. So for fear of that, kaufan ayyakuna dhalika min akiri umrihi, he should be encouraged alal muwadhaba, upon steadfastness, upon acts of obedience every day, and to guard and steer away wal hifzi anil ma'asi, from sins, because for fear that that may be the last part of his life. ma'adha Allah. So one is encouragement, obedience, and stay away from sins. Second point, وَفِيهِ زَجْرٌ. In this hadith is a strong warning and reprimand and rebuke. It's a strong rebuke. عَلَى الْعُجْبِ. Upon takabbur, pride, conceitedness. I am big. أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ. أَنَا مُتَّقِي. أَنَا وَلِيُّ اللَّهِ. In this hadith, وَفِيهِ زَجْرٌ عَنِ الْعُجْبِ. It's a warning, it's a reprimand from pride, vanity, conceit, takabbur, wattafarruh, and from being too happy. From being too happy that you become careless and now you have vanity. You're vain, you're conceited. You have takabbur and pride and you think, well, I have made it. I have really reached a stage. I am a waliullah now, I'm flying. It is to prevent from that. A warning, a rebuke upon ujub. لِأَنَّهُ. Because Mullah Ali Qari says, فَإِنَّهُ. Because he doesn't know. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي مَاذَا يُصِيبُهُ فِي الْآقِبَةِ. He doesn't know what is going to come his way in the end. He doesn't know. Today, yes, man is doing the actions of Jannah. He doesn't know. Maybe he's from the people of Jahannam. He doesn't know. So therefore, why the need for pride? Why the need for takabbur, vanity, ujb? فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي مَاذَا يُصِيبُهُ فِي الْآقِبَةِ. He doesn't know what is going to come his way and affect him and afflict him towards the end part of his life. And the third point to remember is that Mullah Ali Qari says, وَفِيهِ. In this hadith is this point. What point? أَنَّهُ لَا يَجُوزُ الشَّهَادَةُ لِأَحَدٍ بِالْجَنَّةِ وَلَا بِالنَّارِ. It is not jais, it is totally haram to give testimony and to bear witness that this person is a jannati or a jahannami. You can't do that. We don't know what the end result is going to be. We don't know what the khatiman result is going to be. So that is not permissible and jais at all. Subhanallah. Inna al-abda la yamalu amala ahli an-nar wa innahu min ahli al-jannah wa yamalu amala ahli al-jannah wa innahu min ahli an-nar. And then the Prophet summarized everything, supplemented the hadith with his beautiful words that are jami and mani. He said, wa innama lahum amalu bil qawatim. Actions are only judged upon their endings. Subhanallah, this is tadhilun لِمَا سَبَقَ وَمُشْتَمِلٌ لِمَا سَبَقَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ. So Mullah Ali Qari says, فَرُبَّ كَافِرٍ مُتَعَنِّدٍ يُسْلِمُ فِي آخِرِ أُمْرِهِ. So many a time, a kafir who is pig-headed and stubborn accepts Islam just before his death and will enter Jannah. وَرُبَّ عَابِدٍ وَرُبَّ عَبْدٍ مُتَعَبِّدٍ. And so many a slave who is a worshipper and seems to be doing so many good actions, يَكْفُرُ فِي غَايَةِ أُمْرِهِ. And he commits kufr in the last part of his life. Ma'adha Allah. That's why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الْإِمَانُ بَيْنَ الْقَوْفِ وَالرَّجَاءِ. Iman is between hope and fear. We hope for Allah's mercy. We hope to die as Muslims, but be fearful. And when this quality comes in, how can you walk on the earth as though Jannat is, your name is in the list of the Jannatis, and your name, my name, is not the list of Jahannami? That is why Sahaba used to cry, great awliya, they don't know in which list is my name. Is it in the list of the names of the Jannatis or Jahannamis? So then what's the big deal about? But subhanallah, as a person advances towards Allah, three things remember from the hadith. It encourages us to be consistent, istiqamat, in acts of obedience, and in protecting oneself from sins, ma'asi. And the second point, the hadith is warning us from takabbur, arrogance, pride, ujub, vanity, and being too happy, being complacent, being carefree, being negligent, because he doesn't know what's going to happen to it in the end part of his life, as well as do not bear witness and say, that man is a Jannati, or he's a Jahannami, ma'azallah. That is why we must learn and pray as Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to pray. Allahumma aj'al khayra amali kawatima, wa la make the best of my amals. Allahumma aj'al Allahumma aj'al khayra amali kawatima, wa la make my best actions the last of them, the kawatim of it. Waj'al khayra umri akhirahu, and make the best part of my life the last part of it. Waj'al khayra ayyami, and make the best of my days yawma alqaka fi, the day in which I meet you. It's a deep dua with plenty of ill. Allahumma aj'al khayra amali. We do amals, we do actions. Sometimes a man starts a good action, but in the end he spoils it, he corrupts it. He starts something good, but in the end there is show, there's riya, there's takabbur, there's the end result. You know, as we say in English, it is how you end the race. Sometimes a person might start and he's in front leading, but the race, what counts with the race is who ends as a winner in the race. The race is not always for the swiftest. The race is not always for the swiftest, but it is who comes the winner, sabiq, and a champion at the end of the race. Not how you start the race, but how you finish and how you end the race. Rasul is to pray, oh Allah, my actions, or innamal amalu bil kawatim, actions are only judged upon their endings. So the Rasul is to pray, Allahumma aj'al khayra amali kawatima, wala make my amal and actions the last portions of them, the endings of them. Let it always be ending on khair, ending on khair. Waj'al khayra umri, and wala make the best part of my life akhirahu, the last part of it. Because a person may be doing so good, but when coming down to the last part of his life, it is without barakat, it is without blessedness, azab falls upon him. No, Allah. Because you might have a nice good life before, but the end part, if it's bad, it's bad. And the Prophet alayhi salam used to pray, waj'al khayra ayyami, O Allah, for my days, the days that I have to spend on the earth, make the best of my days, yawma alqaka fi, the day that I meet you, make that the best day in my whole life. With these few words, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to reflect on this hadith and ayat, and stop looking down at people, watching them, ridiculing them, and always have hope and fear, hope and fear, and hope and fear. Ah, yes, but there is, you know, that Bari Hazrat from Bangalore used to always say, live like the coconut tree. Live like the coconut tree, Bari Hazrat used to say. The coconut tree does normally take a side, you know, and when the time comes for it to fall, whatever side is lean towards is going to fall on that side, inshallah. So lean and then be consistent. Protect yourself from sin. Protect yourself from pride, takabbur, ujub. Be fearful, be mindful. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.